Isham Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori v'Imi Morosi and Libodo Ben Chaim L'Chaim v'Nishmas Rav Avraham Dov Ber min Rav David. As your side is today, v'Hailaga Bas Ayin. And we're going to be learning in Yanei Tefillah. We've had having a series of Shi'urim and Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. Siyata Dishmaya, and now we're going to discuss the Yesoidis of Tefillah, and this is based on the Psicha to the Sefer Nachal Shlomo of Hagon Rav Shlomo Arieli Shlita. Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvis, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, explains the Inyan of Tefillah, which according to the Rambam is a mitzvah d'oraisa, the spala b'chol yom. Lavoides Hashem b'tefillah kol yom. What's tefillah? To serve Hashem with tefillah every day. So to an alach aleph, the Rambam writes, mitzvahs esay lehispalel b'chol yom, shenemar v'avaditem es Hashem elokeichem mipi Hashmua amru, she'avoida zo hi tefillah. V'nemar u'la'avdoi b'chol b'avchem amru chachamim, eizu v'avoida shebalev, zo Tefillah. The mitzvah's essay is to daven every day. You should serve Hashem. That's what tefillah is. Tefillah is avodah. And we have this from our tradition, that avodah is tefillah. It says, v'l'avdo b'chol levavchem. And the rabbis tell us, what's avodah shebalev? It's tefillah. In other words, Pasuk of Va'avaditem is Hashem Elokeichem, is it Sivui? That's the commandment. And in the Pasuk Ulaavdoi B'chol Levavchem, that's not a Sivui, that's a Tzibul Dvorim. That just tells us what is, that you're serving Hashem with all your heart. Not a commandment. And you just learn from that Pasuk that the Avoda is Tefillah. So Avavaritzem Hashem Kechem is the Tzivui to Davin. And how do you know this Avod is Tefillah? From Ulavdo B'chol Avavchem. This Avod is Shebelev is Tefillah. But again, the Tzivui is from Avavaritzem is Hashem Kechem. And Ulavdo B'chol Avavchem is Sipur Dvarim, which teaches us that it's talking about Tefillah. So explains the Kesef Mishnah, not tefillah, is bakoshas tzvochim, like we see in the Rambam, in Halacha Beis, v'chein amru v'gemorah v'brochis, v'daf chof omet Beis, that tefillah is rachame, and so too it says in Ovis, perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel, that tefillah is rachamim v'sachanunim, lifnei hamakom, tefillah is mercy and supplication before Hashem. We have to understand that if that's true, then why is it called avoida? If it's bakoshas rachamim, you're asking God for mercy, how does that make it into an avoda? And if it's because it's a mitzvah, so how is this different than other mitzvahs shebelev? So we want to understand why tefillah is called avoda. It's rachamim. We also have to understand that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, in mitzvah say, hey, that v'avaditem is a mitzvah klolis, and it's also a mitzvah, a general mitzvah, serve Hashem, and it's also a mitzvah parotis, the inyan tefillah, v'zeh l'shanu v'amitzvah achamishas hi, sh'tzivanu v'avoidoso yis'ale, v'kvar nichbal ha'tzivu yihazeh kama pe'omim. And the fifth mitzvah is that we were commanded to serve Hashem, and this mitzvah was doubled up, was repeated a number of times. Amar, and it also says in Mishpatim 23:25, Avaritas and Hashem Elokeichem, and it says in Re'ei Yud Gimel Hei Va'osei Savodu, and it says in Ve'eschanan Va'osei Savod, and it says at the end of Parashas Ekev, Ula Avdo, Ve'af al pi she'atzivu yazehu gam ken mi'atzivuyim ha'klolim, kamo she'biyarnu b'sheiresh ha'revi, hine yesh bo yichud, lefi shehu tzivuy al ha'tfil, even though this tzivui is a general tzivui, but it's also special, it's also unique to tefillah b'loshen sifli v'la'avdo zot tefillah. Ramu gam ken l'avdo zet talmud. Uv'mishnaso sh'Rebbe Lezer v'noshe l'av yosi aglila amlo minayin l'ikr tefillah b'seich ha'mitzis me'achad shem l'kech asira v'o'iso yisavod. V'amru avdeo b'saros avdeo b'mikdashoy v'mishte ha'kabon v'lespalibo v'negdo k'mo sh'bi'er shlomo. So we have that this is a general tzivu to serve Hashem. It's also a specific tzivu of davening. And also la'avda was learning. This avodah could be davening and it could be learning. Avdeo b'sayrasu, avdeo b'mikdasho. And when you daven, you're davening opposite the mikdash, like Shlomo HaMelech said in the book of Kings, in the 8th chapter, in the book of Chronicles, in the 6th chapter. Lashon HaSefer Charedim, B'perek Tes, Sif Yud Zayin, L'spala b'chol yom b'kavonas ha'lev, Sh'namar oisei savod, U'ksivu la'avdoi b'chol levavchim, Af al pi shi mitzvah koileles, Kol tayag mitzvahs, Sh'avod avanachnu, Sh'otzianu me'eretz Mitzrayim, Yoslam avodim, V'tmuras avoides perach, B'choymer u'b'levenim, ובכל אבוידה בסוד הנוסן עלינו יזבורך אול אבוידוסי. תריאג מצוויסב, כדיסי בזור אסוף פרשס בסיני, וכן כוסב הרמב״ן והרמב״ם, בכל מקום מפי השמוע לומדות יש כאן מצוות פרוטיס. אז לחרדים, we dive in every day, there's a mitzvah dive in a day with כוונס הלב, also סעבוד, לא דו כל אבו אבכם, even though it's a general mitzvah, that we're God's servants, he took us out of Egypt, and instead of serving the Egyptians, now we have to serve God with all Taryag mitzvahs. Nevertheless, there's a specific mitzvah of davening. Ezi avoyde shebelev zot fila. So we have to understand, eich nil medu, Shnei inyanim mipasuk echad, this general inyan of serving Hashem with all tayag mitzvahs, and the specific inyan of davening. In the Perush of Rabbeinu Manoach, at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, he writes, Kosev Rav mitzvah l'spal b'chol yom sh'nemar v'avadetem, Amar Ramafarish Patsuk Zeo B'Seder Ve'el Mishpat Misham Ludib Raminyan HaKabanus Shenafarish Vavadatem Avodas Kabanus HaMikdash Vim Kain Mai Avod Zuh HaNizkel Eskana Lekach Lamnu Chachom Mipi HaKabal Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Shepatsuk Zeo Bola Mitzvahs Tefila Kasher Esnagu Imo Minag Eved La'adoinav Va'eved Beis Chisoron Srochav Mevakesh Eilav La'ashliman V'chein Tasu La'ashem Yizborach Ki Kol Inyonei Ha'odem Ha'boim Ein Pega Mipgov Bo B'mikre. So Omer Rabbeinu Manoach, that the Rav writes, that it's a mitzvah to daven, the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah to daven every day, v'avadetem. And this pasuk is in the parish of Eilu Mishpatim. It's not talking about karbanos, but we should say that v'avadetem is talking about the karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the avodah? So the rabbis teach us, we have a Kabbalah until Moshe Rabbeinu, that this pasuk is talking about tefillah. In other words, you should act like a servant towards his master. And an Eved, that when he lacks, he turns to his master and he says, please fulfill my needs. And so you should do to Hashem, because all in Yanei Ha'adim, Ein Pega Mipugav Bava Mikra, nothing happens, nothing bad happens to man. Merely by choice, there's a reason for everything. Ad Kan Lashono Ayin Sham B'divrei Rabbeinu Manoach. It would appear that this is not only coming to describe the Inyan of Tefillah, Shehi Kimenhag Eved La'adoinav, that it's like a servant to its master, but rather that's the tachlis of tefillah, that through the tefillah, a person should establish within himself that he is an eved, she'ein lo mishalo klum, that he has nothing of his own. Uvechol eis shehu nitzrach le'eze tzorech, u'poine u'mevakesh me'adonu. Whenever he needs something, he turns to his master, and that's the inyan of tefillah, that through tefillah, a person should be koiveya in his nefesh, an emuna, a faith in the hashgacha of Hashem, because when you turn to Hashem for all of your daily needs, you are mashrish within yourself, you instill within yourself the emuna, that all of the existence of the creatures is talui, b'ratzonoi yizbarach, and without ratzon Hashem, then man will have nothing. And with Ratzon Hashem, man can have everything. And that tefillah is effective to fulfill your needs, which requires an explanation. Since the Ratzon Hashem is that a person should have such and such, or that he shouldn't have such and such, so how can this change, famous question, through tefillah? But rather it's b'derech memela. When you put yourself in the world of emunah, you get closer to Hashem, you're on a higher level, and now you're fitting to receive the shefa min hashamayim lashon ha-sefer ha-iklim in the Maim HaRevi, in the 18th parak, v'alzeh derech umavur shetorla tefillah ha-kishon ha-maisa el sheyuchan ha-mispalel l'kabel shefa ha-toiva levatim menu hara nigzor olav v'yosei mishtane mimadrigas ha-roya sheyeba. That tefillah is effective because you prepare yourself to receive the shefa or to be mevatel the ra because you changed. Does God change? No. Do you change? Yes. So it emerges that tachlis ha-tefillah is not to get what you want, as many people think, a great slot machine in the sky, and such a person, a daven person who davens this way. So it's not so sure he's going to be successful in his tefillah. But rather, the tachlis of tefillah is chizuk be'emuna v'kirvas Hashem. And this is done immediately b'sha'as ha-tefillah. Ad-rab, l'inyan ha-sagas ha-tzorachim, ein anu betuchim she-toiv yiyeh lanu. We don't know if God gives us what we want, it'll really be good for us. The boy's in love with a girl. He's crazy about this girl. And he's sure that if he gets this girl, he'll be the happiest guy around. I have some news for you, buddy. You're not the first person to think that, and there have been some very sad endings for people who thought that way. In other words, we don't know what's good for us. We think, oh, if I get rich, then I'll be happy. No, maybe if you get rich, you'll be miserable. That could also happen, all right? If you look at every rich and famous person, and their goal was to become rich and famous, almost always after they became rich and famous, they became miserable, even more miserable than they were before. So that's the reality. And so we don't know if what we're asking for is really good for us. We'll leave that up to God. Like we say in Sim Shalom, V'toiv be'inecha levores as amcha Yisrael v'holeis v'chol shal b'shleimecha. V'toiv be'inecha, they do what's good in your eyes. Because like the Maharsha says, Brachas, Choftes Amud Beis, we don't know what's really good for us. V'beinu Manoach, V'chas Tefillah, 4:19, V'toiv be'inecha asei kaloyma. Don't give us what's good for us. Give us what's good. That's the tefillah ketzara in the Gemara, a short tefillah that you say. So give us what's good for you. You know what's good. We don't know what's good. And it's cited in the Kesef Mishnah. With this, we can understand the reason that tefillah is called an avoda, like Rabbeinu Manoach says, that you're an eved la'adoinav. In other words, you're mamed yourself in a matzav where you have nothing and you're turning to your master. And you're asking your master to fulfill your needs because you have nothing. That's the yisod of tefillah. And that's why we can learn both things from tefillah. That you serve Hashem with all tayrig mitzvahs and tefillah. It's the same thing. Because the idea of tefillah is like serving Hashem with tayrig mitzvahs. You're an eved. You don't have anything of your own, so you're turning to Hashem. You're an eved. So therefore you keep the tayrig mitzvahs. And that's why tefillah is called avodah b'lev. Because the ikar is not what you say, the ikar is that you feel. You feel the emunah, you experience the emunah. V'yisod ha-dvorim mefurish b'divrei ha-smak. Simen yud aleph, gushi yisbalim yivaka yishtavra ha-yitzapel omar, machmas tfilosi yovi li-akadosh baruch hu she'ilosi. Yizemen ha-dvorim shamu chacham shamaskirin ha-venoisu shodin lo-si. Oh, God, you have to answer me. Then God remembers your sins. Oh, to answer you, let's say your record. You know, most of us aren't going to come out so well if they start checking our record, right? Now, Maven Yavin. So, Mimela, rather, what's the idea of tefillah? The idea of tefillah is that we are Meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nobody else can help me but Hashem. That's the smack, the Sefer Mitzvah Sakotin. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tov Lamed Gimel. Sivam sheyishtam shuba v'yivakshu mimenu tomid kol tzorcheim v'chol chevtzas libam. U'mavad ha-socha tzchafatz chevtze libenu. Yesh lanu schus bedavar בהסעירה רוחנו וקובענו כל מחשביסנו, כי הוא עדיין הטוב והמיטב לנו, וכי עיניו פקוחויס על כל דרכנו, ובכל עשר ובכל רגע ישמע זעקסנו אליו, לא יונום ולא יישן שומר ישראל, והאמיננו במלכוסוי, ויכולתוי מבלי שום צד פיקפוק, וכי אין לפניו מויניה ומעקב בכל אשר יחפץ. It was commanded that we should always ask from him all of our needs, and we have a schus to remember that God is the king, and he's the one who does good for us, and he's watching us at all moments. He'll listen to us, and we believe in his malchus without any doubts, and nothing can stop Hashem. Chiyuv HaTorah uleschanim Kelly writes, b'chol yom ulehoidos lefonov, hoidos m'lashon hoidos ba'aldin, ki kol ha'memshala ilav, so God has the power. Who writes Sefer Sheni, what's the idea? It's why it's in Sefer Ahava. Because tefillah is in Sefer Ahava, because it's an act of love. You love God, you remember God. Kriyashma tefillah tefillin and brachas. That's all in Ahava. Ube'emes, we find Lehedya, this Yisod, in the Rambam, in Tefillah Be'is Tzora, the Rambam in the Mori Nevuchim, Chelekim L'Perek Lamed Vav, V'chein HaMitzvah She'atzivanu L'Tzvakei Lav Yisparu Be'is Tzora, Tzoni Lom Armor V'Ariyosim L'Chatzoytzvays, Himizeh HaKlal, Ne'ishipu L'Shiyiz Chazik Bo'adas HaMiti, V'hu She'aloika Yisparu Masik En Yanenu, וביודו לתקן רבדהו להפסידם אם נמראו, לא שנאמין שזה מיקר ודבר שאירה, the mitzvah is, we cry out to God at a time of tzara, והרי עושים בחצוי צרויס, and this is a klal that you have to remember that God's in charge, and nothing happens by chance, and if you go and carry, then it's going to bring bad things upon you, it's going to get worse, והלכתם ממוכם בחמאס carry, they say it's all by chance and they're not going to do tshuva. And therefore we have to daven the yisara to show that we know that it's from God. That's the yisara tefila b'chol yom, filu shelo b'shas tzara. Famous word of Rav Soloveitchik, he says that we should always, life is always a shas tzara. Who's not experiencing a tzara now? I don't know anybody who's has it all good. And if somebody does have it all good, so they can lose it all in 1 second, any of us. So that's a good thing to think about if you really want to walk around nervous all the time. But no, Kadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, so you just leave it up to him. And whatever will be, will be. Cards will fall as they may, the chips will fall as they may, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. And he loves us, so you really have nothing to worry about. Things were good, who hate you, who made you, who yate you, who did good to us, does good do good to us, will do good to us. Chule v'chule. And if you look in the in Rabbi Eliezer's Hakdama to the Sefer Hilchos Tefillah, he's Marich Kehina b'Kehina. B'dvarim niflaim b'yoser, he brings the Maral, that when you daven, it's like a karban, that you're moiser atzma, you're giving yourself over to Hashem, and your kavana when you daven should be not, like he brings from the Ari, it's not that you get what you want, but it's that you're commanded to daven, and you're fulfilling the commandment, and when you're asking for things, you're asking for them in order, that you could serve Hashem, and because Hashem wants you to ask. And it brings from Rav Hirsch. First says, it's Milashon Shon Palel. Palel is a shofet. It's a judge. In other words, what a judge does is that he brings in, there are two people who are quarreling, and he comes in from the outside, and he creates a harmony. So, he says something very interesting, that tefillah is not hishtapchus mibifnim. It's not something inside that comes out. It's not an expression of what the heart is already feeling. That's a tchina, that's a siach. But rather, something from the outside. It's coming from the outside, and therefore it doesn't matter what your mood is. Adarabah, Even if you're not in the mood, tefillah is supposed to come and, like a judge, it's supposed to reshape you. So it's interesting to contrast that with Rav Kook, who's a very, very different thinker than Rav Hirsch. And Rav Kook is critical of him in at least one place. Obviously, Rav Kook saw the good in everything and everybody, but definitely has nekudas of chiluk. So one is that Rav Hirsch sees the mitzvahs as symbols, and Rav Kook is the great Mekubal Eloki. He says not just symbolic, but they're inherent, intrinsic tikkunim made every mitzvah and every prat. And Rav Kook has an essay of how the neshama is always davening, and when you physically daven, so you're just giving expression to what's already inside. And this is in direct contrast to what Rav Hirsch is saying over here, that it's fakert, it's coming from the outside field, it's not coming from what's inside, and you're just letting it out. So that's in his parish and parashas Vayera. You can look there, and in the Hakdama to the Siddur, Olam Sri'iyah. See what Rav Kook says. And it's a sham, we are going to continue in our Tefillah Shiurim and our Rambam Shiurim, and we have so much to say. It is so exciting. So please stay tuned for much, much more. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.